The work of God the Holy Spirit is sometimes surprising, sometimes unconventional, sometimes quite unsettling. How do you react to that? How do you respond to something that he may be doing that lies way outside your comfort zone? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. The first time that God poured his Spirit out en masse was at the festival of Pentecost, 7 weeks after Jesus was crucified. The sound of rushing wind, flames of fire over each believer, people miraculously speaking in foreign languages, and they appeared to be, drunk. Acts chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. The people were all amazed and confused. They asked each other, "What's happening?" But others were laughing at the apostles, saying they were drunk from too much wine. What was going on here was a clash between the natural, what normally happens in the physical realm, and the supernatural, the way God chose for this to play itself out. No one had ever seen anything like it, so naturally, it took people by surprise. And still today, you know, God is doing the unconventional, and it makes many of us feel uncomfortable. My hunch is that we all have God in some kind of a box, as though he's limited by our human understanding. But the more I come to know him, the more I see him in action, the more he surprises me with the unconventional. Look, sometimes people do some stupid things, indulging in excesses in the name of the Spirit of wisdom and truth. Of course they do. But then sometimes God does things that we just don't expect. And I, for one, don't want to be in the business of quenching the Spirit. So yes, be discerning. Yes, be wise and prudent. But don't put God in a box. Don't tell God what he can and can't do. It just doesn't work that way. That's God's word. Fresh for you today. God's word is surprising, you know. And as much as some people want to strike out this or that from his word because it makes them feel uncomfortable, when we get the whole counsel of God into our hearts, it changes everything. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional each day, a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Just stop by at christianityworks.com for instant access. That web address again is christianityworks.com.